Hello, and welcome to Starcase Certifications segment, But Do You Know? I'm your host, Rabbi Tzvi Goldberg, a Kashrus administrator at Starcase. Today, we are going to learn about Kashrus and food ingredient labels. When it comes to Kashrus, can we judge a book by its cover? When it comes to trusting a label on food products? Can we be reasonably sure that what is not on the label is not in the food? Let's first learn a little about food labels. Do you know that the nutrition facts box that we see on our products is due to a law passed by Congress in 1990? This law was also responsible for the FDA writing the many regulations governing the food ingredients label. The problem is that the FDA does not generally police food manufacturers for adherence to food ingredient labels. That responsibility falls to state agencies, many of which have no means of guaranteeing compliance. In practical terms, this means that if an ingredient is a trade secret, or if a company is not aware of the niceties of the regulations, the company may not declare it for purposes of the food ingredient label. This unreliable system definitely has its ramifications when it comes to kashrus. Do you know, for example, that due to FDA exemptions, a simple declaration of natural flavors is allowed to cover a host of ingredients, including some common kosher-sensitive ones? These include fusel oil, which may be extracted from grape juice, civet, a cat extract, and castoreum, a beaver extract. Since the ingredient declaration never includes a breakdown of ingredients used in flavors, food items containing natural or artificial flavors require reliable supervision. Another FDA exemption would be incidental additives, which do not have to be listed on the food labels if, according to the regulations, it is present at insignificant levels and has no technical or functional effect in the food. Beta-carotene, for example, a kosher-sensitive yellow-orange coloring agent that is used in margarine, would not have to be listed as an ingredient in cookies, since it is a sub-ingredient of the margarine. Similarly, a release agent, which helps prevent food from sticking to equipment, may be exempt from an ingredient label because it does not play any specific role in the food, although from a kashrus perspective, its presence may be quite relevant. This exemption would also apply to residual product, which may be mixed into a new kosher product run from the previous run, which may not have been kosher. Airborne particles of whey powder, which may be present at insignificant levels and has no technical or functional effect in the food, would also be exempt. Although these particles are of no concern to the FDA, they may have concern to the kosher consumer in deciding the dairy or non-kosher status of equipment and in evaluating the kosher or parv status of a food. Do you know that shared equipment compromises the kashrus of a product, even if its label boasts made with pure vegetable shortening? Although, according to government regulations, the label must specify the type of shortening, either vegetable or animal, used in the food product, verification is necessary by reliable kosher certification to ensure that animal fats were not used on common equipment. Pure vegetable products may satisfy USDA guidelines for purity, but not satisfy the laws of kashrus purity. Emulsifiers, used in many types of food production, are critical components in products such as margarine, shortenings, cream fillings, toppings, coffee creamers, and the like. Emulsifiers may be listed on the ingredient label as polysorbates, glycerides, mono and diglycerides, sorbitin, monostearates, among other names. Since emulsifiers are produced from either animal or vegetable oil, products made with them require reliable kosher certification. With the proliferation of so-called natural or pure products on the market today, there is a mistaken notion that natural products are inherently kosher. We can now understand why some clarification is in order with regard to their kosher status. Well, you can now consider yourself Starcase informed. To learn more about food ingredients and kashrus, I invite you to read our several archived Kashrus Currents articles, including The Secret Ingredient, by visiting Starcase online at www.star-k.org. This has been Rabbi Zvi Goldberg for Star K Kosher. Until next time, take care.